Well, Doreena, it's exciting time for the players on the field, but it's exciting and I suppose a busy time for officials too.
Well, it is a very busy time, all right, Tom, because as I say, as someone said to me the last day, it's a bit of a headache to try and organise getting a team across the water. I said it is a headache, but it's a nice headache, but it's a quick turnaround. So to try and get the funds together to get the boys across, you know, it has been a lot of hard work for both the community and the club people, because they've been phenomenal with coming up with ideas to raise a few funds. And that now we do know Croke Park will fund, there is a grant there and that, but we won't get it till 6 or 8 weeks after.
I know it was on you last Wednesday night and you were telling me you had a couple of fundraisers organised for the weekend and in the coming days. How did they go?
They went phenomenal. We had bucket collection down in Bridge End at the roundabout, and we had one outside Kiernan's, and people were just so generous. No one literally passed the buckets without putting a few bob into it for us, and as I say, a penny here and a 2p here soon adds up to making a few bob for us. We ran a take me out on Saturday night down in the clubhouse, and we had 11 tables down there, and we ran off our Mr. and Mrs., which our present senior manager actually won. So he's not away from home all the time when he was able to answer all the right questions with the right answer and that. And but it was a great night's success. We had new faces down in the clubhouse and that, and it was brilliant just to see the buzz and the atmosphere about. Lagan Harps ran Come Down With Me for us and that, and I know Damien has to call down with the takings from that, and you know, it was so generous of them to put themselves out and run something for us.
Isn't it amazing the success, and especially when you're outside the county and representing the county outside, that success can bring a community together?
Oh, you said it, Tom. You know, like two of our players, John Fullerton and Oran Hilly, work there in Kiernan's, and that's what they're saying. You know, people are stopping them and asking them how are things going and how's the preparation and how's our GoFundMe page doing and that. And we were around to some of the schools there over the last week, and we'll hope to get to the rest of them now in the next week or so. And William Gillespie, our captain, and Kevin Gallagher, one of the young players, was just saying they were in Letterkenny and people were coming up and shaking their hands because they'd seen the club gear. Like, the atmosphere, even within the whole county, of people congratulating us, because it is a small club and it's fantastic to see that a small club can achieve whatever it wants to achieve. And as they say themselves, you know, it's coming out with an Ulster title is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and not finished yet, you hope?
Of course not. As I always say, everything is doable, and we don't do the negatives, we only do the positives. And you know, but as Ryan says, we take one game at a time. We'll see what the final whistle takes to us on Saturday night, but we do hope we'll be coming back and we'll have another trip against
another few headaches,
but at least it'll be this side of the water and that, because we're unfortunate that we weren't able to organise a supporters bus for the ferry and that. So there are some people that can't make it that have been at all the games and that, and it'll be nice to say, look guys, we're taking on another trip and we definitely will have the supporters bus going to that.
And of course the big prize is to get to Croke Park, never mind winning in Ireland, and get to play in Croke Park.
Oh, you said it, Tom. You know, what a feeling. You know, as I said to the boys, even win, lose or draw, if it finishes Saturday, they're going home with an Ulster title and an Ulster medal. It's as good as an All-Ireland, but the icing on the cake would be to say, I played in Croke Park.
Thanks a million, Doreena, and hopefully we're talking next Wednesday night and maybe talking about more fundraisers.
You said it, Tom. I'll be waiting for the phone call. So, well, thanks a million.
Lucas, thanks.